This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm here to help you take some time with God out of your day today. How valuable that is. What a blessing to have time with God. It strengthens your relationship with Him. It refocuses your life. It gets your priorities right. Take time with God. I hope our little time together today will just be the beginning of some time you spend with God. We're talking this week about having a firm faith in our life. You know, Charles Spurgeon, a great man of God, once said, "Little faith will bring your soul to heaven, but great faith will bring heaven to your soul." How right he was. Your beginning steps of faith are trusting in what God has done for you at the cross of Jesus Christ to make a way for your sins to be forgiven and open the door for a wonderful relationship with God that lasts your whole life. But that's just the beginning of faith, the first step. Then your faith begins to grow, and the more your faith grows, the more it brings heaven to your soul. It brings the wonderful experience of God at work in your life into everything you do. You know, in the book of Acts, chapter 7, Stephen was one of the early Christians who loved God with all his heart and was powerfully used by God to lead many people to faith in Jesus Christ. The Jewish people of that day, though, were very resentful of the growing Christian church, and they were trying to stamp it out, and they brought accusations against Stephen and took him out to stone him to death. And this is what it says in Acts 7:54. "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him." Such rage. "But being full of the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, 'Behold, I see the heavens opened up, and the Son of Man," that's Jesus, "standing at the right hand of God.' But they cried out with a loud voice and covered their ears, and they rushed upon him with one impulse. And when they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him." And it goes on to describe Stephen's death. Well, how are you going to develop great faith? You must exercise your will. Your troubles, your hard circumstances are going to pull your gaze onto them. You're going to get focused on all the things that are going wrong in your life. You're going to say, "How could God let this happen to me? What's going on?" And as those mountains become more and more what fill your eyes, you're going to really struggle to have faith through those things. But if you exercise your will and choose to take your eyes off the problems you're facing and put your gaze, like Stephen did, on God and on the Lord Jesus and what he's done for you, and on the fact that you know because of that, that God loves you, the more you focus on God and rely on him and lean on him in those situations, the stronger your faith will become, and your ability to trust God through those hard times will increase. You need to learn to practice that on the everyday events. Don't let yourself start thinking that, "Well, I can cope with the small problems and I'll trust God to help me with the big ones." No. If you don't strengthen your will and your reflex, your inner reflex, to focus on God instead of focusing on your circumstances, then you'll have no hope when the big issues hit. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step." Well, start taking the first steps in your life as you face your everyday challenges. Look to God and focus on him. I'm John North.